Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, cultural enrichment, and all-inclusive fares. Discover more at viking.com.
Here's your money briefing for Wednesday, June 16th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Starting next month, about 39 million American households with children will begin receiving expanded child tax credit payments that were included in the COVID-19 stimulus package passed in March.
And the idea is to help families with children cover the cost of raising children. And also to, you know, the recent expansions are really designed to significantly reduce child poverty.
So how do the payments work? And what do they mean for families' bank accounts? We'll check in with our tax reporter Richard Rubin to sort through the details. That's after the break.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. Robert Half is here to help. Our recruiting professionals utilize our proprietary AI to connect businesses with highly skilled talent. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
With prices rising for things like food, clothing, and gas, many families will be relieved to see a little bit extra in their bank accounts starting next month. The federal government's expanded child tax credit payments will begin going out soon. But the rules surrounding them can be confusing, and some families might even choose not to take advantage. Let's bring in our tax reporter Richard Rubin to break things down. Rich, thanks for coming on the show.
Oh, sure. Thanks for having me.
So, Rich, let's start with the basics. This is a tax credit, not a tax refund or deduction. Can you explain the difference in how this particular credit works?
Yeah, a credit is a dollar-for-dollar reduction in the amount of tax you owe. It's not a deduction in the sense that's reducing the amount of income that's subject to taxes. And it's not really a refund. It's really it can be part of your refund, but it is not itself a refund. So the tax credit is the amount of reduction in your tax bill. And for this tax credit in particular, if it even reduces your tax bill below zero, you can still get the money.
And so what's behind this particular tax credit, and why does it exist in the first place?
So the tax credit exists as a way to provide support to families. It's a child tax credit. It's an amount you get as a taxpayer for each child that you have in your household. And the idea is to help families with children cover the cost of raising children. And also to, you know, the recent expansions are really designed to significantly reduce child poverty.
Now, the child tax credit has actually been around for a long time. It was first created back in 1997. But what's different about it this year?
Congress made several changes to expand the credit for this year. The basic credit went from $2,000 per child to $3,000. They added another $600 if you have a child under age 6. The credit is also now fully refundable, so there are no limits on the amount of money you can get other than the total cap on the credit if your income is so low that you don't pay income taxes. And one thing that people will find out as they start getting this money is it's now partially advanceable. There will be monthly payments of half of the credit that will happen over the second half of 2021.
Well, let's talk more about those monthly payments. What will that change mean for people with children?
They're going to get more money starting to show up in mid-July. July 15th is the first of the monthly payments. If you have one child, that'll be $250 a month because that'll get you through the second half of the year. And then you claim the other $1,500 on your tax return that you file early next year. And it's set up as an opt-out kind of program. So if you file the tax return that had, you know, an eligible child on it, and your income is eligible, which we can talk about what the income levels are here, then you'll just automatically get the money in the same bank account where you got your tax refund or your stimulus check. And you can eventually, we'll be able to go to an IRS website and say, no, I don't want it. I will just deal with it all on my tax return.
Oh, so there could be a situation where people might not want those early payments?
Yeah, you know, you can imagine a situation where you're used to your tax refund, you've planned on a certain tax refund, for next April, and you're concerned that taking some of the money now would reduce that too much, and you don't want to just worry about any of that, and you'll just get it all on your return next year. There may be some people who do that, and we'll certainly see over the course of the next few months how many people do opt out.
Now, you mentioned income levels. The IRS will use income data from people's 2019 or 2020 tax returns to establish who's eligible and make payments. Can you take us through that?
Yeah, so there's two different income thresholds that are important. One is the child tax credit expansion, that increase from 2,000 to 3,000. That starts phasing out when income for individuals hits 75,000 and 150,000 for married couples. But it doesn't phase out to zero. It phases down, back down to the pre-existing $2,000 credit. That credit, as has been the case since 2017, starts phasing out once individual income hits 200,000 and married couples income hits 400,000. So it's sort of a series of stair steps, if you will, going from the maximum credit for everyone below those first thresholds and then down to the $2,000 credit for basically the upper middle class and then and some people toward the top. And then it phases out entirely for very high incomes.
And so what happens to the child tax credit after this year?
After this year, it goes back to where it was, which is the $2,000 credit, and phasing out starting at $400,000 with less of it being fully refundable and the monthly payments go away. President Biden has proposed extending this expanded credit through 2025. There are some congressional Democrats who want to extend it permanently, and that's one of the things that Congress is going to debate over the summer and fall as they figure out what, if any, additional tax and spending package they can support.
All right, that's WSJ tax reporter Richard Rubin. Rich, it's been great having you on the show.
As always, thank you.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.